Good morning. Welcome to Vancouver, right? I'm Alex Byron, and I'm here with guest comedian
Brett Nicolick.
How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm pretty great. This is our new time slot. We will be here every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I think we're probably going to be doing some extra time a lot of weeks, too. And this might be one of those weeks. So we might be going a little long today. It's a beautiful day. And we're going to be talking news, talking the local stand-up comedy and just comedy in general world. Talk to Brett, give him a good interview. And we've got some call-ins today, I believe. Stephen McNeil calling in for the Steel Toes Required podcast. And Justin Nickel calling in to plug his new comedy show at Starlight Casino. And we'll see what's going on with those guys. If you ever want to call in during the show, you can. 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. So how are you feeling?
Feeling lovely. I mean, it's a Friday. I don't have to go to work. There's a lot of buttons here. I enjoy buttons.
Yeah, don't touch them. yeah, there are a lot of buttons. This mixer actually turns off, too, every, like, 3 minutes to save electricity. Like, visually, all the lights go off.
Oh.
And every time it happens, I think that the, you know, whole system is melting down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's good for the environment. It's like the smart car of mixers.
Exactly. Yeah. So you mentioned this was your first time on UBC campus. We were broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory.
Yes. Yes, I've never been on campus before.
That's cool.
Not much of a scholar. Not much of a scholar. I actually got kicked out of university.
No way. What did they kick you out for?
Not going. Turns out you have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't want me there. They sent me a formal letter asking me to leave. My mother was very upset, but it all worked out good.
Well, I think that's debatable, but
yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, working, you know, making like 20 grand a year, you know, that's probably going to be the top for me. So I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty good.
At least you're not in the new Assassin's Creed. Man, is that an embarrassment. Have you seen that trailer?
I have not.
Yuck.
I have not. I played like 3 of those games and all the same. All the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. I mean, you are an assassin. That's basically, you're getting what you paid for, though.
Yeah.
So
it's very repetitive. Very repetitive.
So you have any shows coming up, first of all, that you'd like to plug?
Any shows coming up? Psh, I don't even.
I mean, why would you have this ready? It's just.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, I'm sure I'm at Yuck Yucks in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, sure. So you're a regular Yuck Yucks Comedy Club on Cambie and 12th. Kitty Corner from City Hall, so maybe go get a tour of City Hall. Do they do tours? I don't know.
I have no idea. That is also somewhere I've never been.
Yeah, don't get out much, do you?
No. I mean, I just pretty much stay in my house, pet my dog, a lot of dog petting.
What kind of dog do you have?
A very manly dog, Shih Tzu Bichon Cross. His name's Rocky Balboa.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's very cute. Very cute, very fluffy.
Well, I'll plug a couple of my shows. I am at Vancouverite this Saturday at Hot Art Wet City. And I'll be at the Mix, you know, pretty soon, too. So you can go to the Comedy Mix's website, check out the calendar, and actually highly recommend the shows next week. Mark Normand in town, hilarious guy. You might know him from Last Comic Standing, Sirius XM Radio. Go check him out Thursday, Friday, Saturday with the very funny Chris James. So what... You got here before me. I feel so embarrassed that I was a little late today. What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in, like, East Van.
East Van. I also live in East Van.
Oh, beautiful.
How close do we live? I live near, like, the Nanaimo.
I live Skytrain. On, like, around 29th.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like, in between Knight and Fraser.
In between Knight and... That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live in a lovely house with two other comics, both very funny. Ryan Williams, who is also part of the Steel Toes Required podcast.
Oh, you live with Ryan Williams.
Yeah, and Kathleen McGee, who is a lovely headliner.
Oh, there you go. So everything's coming together here. So we should have some good questions and conversation for Stephen McNeil. Let's listen to some music here. This is whenever I come home, my roommate's playing some dramatic music while he's like prepping his luxury. My roommate makes the most like amazing meals.
Oh.
It's really quite quite frustrated. I kind of like people, they say you kill for love or money, but I might kill him for his dinner one of these days. I get home so hungry and he has some like seasoned cutlet, you know, with like a delightful medley of seasonal vegetables on the side. And, you know, just a quick slip of the wrist.
Now, have you ever thought instead of jumping to murder, you know, maybe asking him, hey, buddy, can I give you like some money for food and a little extra money and you can cook me dinner?
No, I think I'll just kill him.
But then he'll never make the dinners again.
That's true. It's like you're killing the golden goose.
It is.
All right, this is a song he played the other day while he was mashing those yams. Rye, The Fall, and we'll be back real soon with some great more talk. And you're back on Vancouver, right? I'm Alex Byron, your host, here with Brett Nikolic, because everyone else has fallen off the map. Gavin Clarkson, my other co-host, is gone. Simon Armstrong is doing a radio internship, so it's just your old friend Al, and I'm here with Brett Nikolic.
And your old friend Brett.
Yeah, and you have cerebral palsy.
I do.
We're talking about. How about we just start at the beginning here? What is cerebral palsy? Because I have no clue. Like, if I... Here, let me tell you. This will be good.
Because I have no clue.
I'll be a doctor who doesn't understand what cerebral palsy is, but it's breaking... I've got bad news. I've got good news and bad news. Half of you is great. The other side, there's something going on there with your brain where it just doesn't quite, the electrical signals are not quite reaching where they need to. And it's just going to be a lot of this.
that's actually a pretty good description.
Okay.
What happened, I was 3 months premature when
I was struck
born.
By lightning in the womb.
I was struck by lightning and I could start to breathe underwater as soon as that happened. And then that went away and I didn't know, held my breath too long and my hand stopped working. No, I was born like 3 months premature. Okay. And my mom's water broke like 10 weeks before that. So my mom's water broke at like 3.5 months of pregnancy in the 80s, and they were like, oh, you should just get rid of this thing.
So you're like Aquaman. Growing in a water womb.
Yeah, yeah. Can well, just... a water womb without water. They tried to, like, stitch it back up, and they think they might have hit something then, but they told my mom, they were like, if this kid lives, like, he's just going to be a vegetable. Like, he's going to be, like, a paperweight that can't do anything.
Man.
And then I came out.
And it was, oh, even worse.
I know, right? Right? I can't shut up. I came out and I was like just over a pound, fell to under a pound, and my whole body was infected. I was so like premature, I had like no roof to my mouth or anything. And a couple days after I was born, a nurse dropped me on my head. So at one point I had a brain hemorrhage and just kind of seized up the right side of my body.
What kind of an idiot drops a premature baby?
I know, like, I don't understand what she was doing. Like, was she trying to, like, catch me in her lab coat pocket? Like, her friends came in, she's like, check this out.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, fuck, this is the first time I dropped him.
All right, that's our first swear word. Viewer, listener discretion is advised. This content warning, there might be some swear words in this.
I will not cuss again.
And I've heard that before. Yes. Well, that's unfortunate that the nurses were juggling the babies. So it has something to do with the nervous system. I mean, it's just not a community.
It was from a brain hemorrhage at one point. So I hit my head so hard my brain bled and and then it just messed everything up.
I really hope she was fired for that.
She wasn't. No, she kept her job.
Oh, man. Your life is a black comedy. But you are a funny guy. You see that, and you have brought some professionalism during the break, and you have a show to plug. Yes?
Yes.
So what is it?
Yes.
Where can people see this
May
disaster?
25th, I'm at Corduroy Comedy at the Corduroy Restaurant. I don't know the exact address. It's on Cornwall.
It's near Octopus Garden, that great sushi restaurant down there near the Lululemon headquarters in Kitts.
I'm also on the Yuck Off competition on June the 9th.
June 9th. Okay, I'll be doing that June 16th. So... that's great. Corduroy, May 25th. That's a nice show.
Beautiful.
And man, a lot of it is beautiful. It is a lot of. I'm just looking at the local news here. A lot of things filming in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Patrick Harris doing. He's filming Lemony Snicket. So did you read those books? Series of Unfortunate Events.
I have not.
You kind of lived that, so
yeah.
You know, but yeah, he really looks like my dad.
That's what your dad looks like?
Yeah, he's terrifying.
Yeah, your dad looks like a criminal.
Yeah, I wish he was like a cool criminal. Oh, these people are so cool. That's great. There's these twins. I used to work at the Pacific Cinematheque,
mm-hmm.
and there's these twins that always would come in, and they're like... They've been in so many movies, so I guess they're in the series of unfortunate events, too.
I actually auditioned for a movie this week.
Okay, let's get into that.
They were looking for somebody specifically with cerebral palsy.
Nice.
Or Down syndrome.
So you fit the bill for...
Yeah, don't know if many people know, but two totally different things, actually. So, yeah, that was a little bit different, but that's the way it goes, I guess. But it is Cerebral Palsy Awareness a month, so if you see me, give me money or subs. I like subs.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When does that start, the week?
The Cerebral Palsy Awareness? It's a month.
Oh, it's a month.
Yeah, we're aware.
Really paying a lot of attention.
We're aware
here.
The whole month
yeah.
that everyone has cerebral palsy. BC, I believe it's BC.
You guys get a full, black people get a month, you guys get... A month.
Yeah, but who knows about it?
That's true. It's not quite the same.
Right. And I mean, we don't have anybody that's really changed time or you know, like there's no Martin Luther King of cerebral palsy.
Well, I mean, I think I'm looking at the future.
You could
start
say
making
so.
Those speeches.
You could say so.
So when you're deaf, I mean, or blind, your other senses are heightened. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sort of, or is it just lose-lose? Like,
pretty much just lose-lose. I mean, I can cut my nails. I can cut my nails on my left hand using my left hand.
You know what? We can get into that in a second, but we have a call here, so let's get into this. And you are live on the radio, CITR 101.9. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, it's Stephen McNeil from Steel Toes Required.
Hey, man. Stephen McNeil from the Steel Toes Required podcast. How are you feeling this morning?
Not bad. A little sleepy.
Are you at work right now?
I am. I'm at work. I'm sitting in a car waiting for a window guy and a pest control guy right now.
And your podcast is about labor, right? So is this like memories of the past, or do you still do some like hard labor type jobs?
Well, yeah, it's the podcast is us having comedians come on, just talk about any labor work they would have done. So either labor work, like random labor work they would have done while trying to pursue comedy, you know, you can just pick up random jobs and stuff like that. Or stuff they worked in the past. It's pretty loose. As far as us, I mean, Ryan still does framing. James does stone work, and then I do property management. So I do a lot of like, basically like all the maintenance management and stuff like that. So all of us actually do still kind of work in construction, kind of.
Some real men. You're here, by the way, talking to Brett Niklick, our guest.
Hello, Stefan. Good to hear you.
Hey, Brett.
Good to hear you.
I know. Nice to hear you, too. How's it going?
Oh, just lovely. Just lovely. You know, just enjoying the sunshine. You know, all that jazz. I've already sworn on the radio, so, you know, I'm really trying to bite my tongue.
You already swore on the radio?
Yeah, I already swore.
You dropped a hard F-bomb.
It was an F-bomb, too.
Yeah,
wow.
Within about the first 30 seconds. I'll blame that on the brain hemorrhage, too, so.
Yeah, your podcast is really just a series of jobs that Brett can't do.
Yeah.
Hey, I laid hardwood floor with my dad. I've done construction.
Yeah, right. I know. He told us about that. He told us about how once he laid hardwood. That is one thing that since we started the podcast, comedians will just like tell us about the time they helped their dad.
Right. I was I worked at Dunbar Lumber, believe it or not.
Oh, really? Up in Kits there?
Yeah, lumber yard. So if you ever have me on, you can hear about my short stint there before a dramatic firing.
I think we're going to do that. I think that's what we should do is just have like a bunch of like three or four guests that'll do like a 10-minute or 15-minute on one episode just talking about like the one day they work labor or like the short amount of time they work labor.
Yeah. Yeah, because I really don't. That's true. I don't like labor. And yeah. I'm not really a labor guy, which is obvious by what I'm wearing and doing right now.
Very obvious. I like the podcast, though, because there's a lot of do-it-yourself podcasts, but there's no real podcast that brings like comedy into the labor world, which is nice because a lot of people that work labor can really like relate to it and, you know, get a kick out of it.
Yeah, and I mean, like, this is not, like, our podcast is definitely not a do-it-yourself podcast.
Exactly, that's the thing.
It's definitely not even, like, most of our guests are not tradespeople. They're people that have worked under tradespeople just, like, carrying heavy things. They carry heavy things for people that actually went to school for something. Or, you know what I mean? It's not like that. It's mostly funny stories about crazy people you work with on job sites, or crazy stories, that kind of stuff. Whatever situation you were in that made you have to go to Labor Ready and dig a ditch for a day so you could buy groceries that week. those are the kind of stories.
Yeah,
that you're gonna hear. Yeah.
And it's
we're
nice.
Not gonna build you. We're not gonna teach you how to build a barn on Steel Toes Required.
And that's that's the nice thing though, because it touches on labor. Without that, you guys have like the comedy side of it. So
yeah.
I enjoy it. Great podcast.
Yeah, it's like it's all the fun of one of those like home and garden shows without any of the actual annoying tasks. It's just the charisma and good-natured comedy.
Yeah, and plus we get to like say all the like stuff that they can't say on HGTV and curse and tell stories about people getting drunk on job sites and stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys got to mention AV Club. And I think that CITR is going to be sponsoring my live podcast event starting September. And I was talking to James about maybe having you guys involved. So it looks like the future is bright for all of us. Tell us one more time where they can find your podcast.
Yeah, you can go, I mean, on iTunes, just search Steel Toes Required. Then you can also, we have a Twitter. It's just Steel Toes Pod on Twitter. So we post everything there. And then, follow any of us on Twitter and you'll get yourself to the podcast. We're pretty easy to find. But, and absolutely, we would love to be a part of that you're doing. When is that? What's the day?
The first one will be in September, and then after that, it'll be every couple months, and we'll just see where it goes from there.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, absolutely. We'd definitely be down for that.
All right, man. Well, have a good day, and thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, and have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Cheers.
Bye, Stephen.
Bye, Brett.
All right, that was Stephen McNeil of the Steel Toes Required podcast. And we're going to take another musical break here and listen to Shad Rosegarden. This is one of Brett's picks. Shad is the new host of Q. That's correct. And
yes.
I've never heard this song, so let's check it out.
/ Isaac, in a sense, he baptized him. Rabbi said, don't trust them cash prizes. Same things that float your boat can capsize it. Tell the snakes they can take a hike like gas prices. No such things as halfway crooks or half righteous. Those who have eyes should act like it to help the sightless seeking the light switch to see in the night with. We leading the lifeless. Sometimes I just want to play some shows, make some dough, take it home, lay in my bed and stay in my safety zone. But CeeLo said it best. I know too much and I owe too much to let it rest. Heard a voice say, hey, you never question when you get the blessing. So don't get vexed when your life is stressed. And I promised I'll be with you no matter what the issue, but there will be some issues to address. Listen to the lady in the dress. And if I had two slugs to spray like Rara, Glenn Beck better duck like foie gras. Make shots, poke his face like Gaga. But mama says forgive, so I'll give him that bar like a Mars, then let him live. The Mississauga continues, Brampton, while my DJ's lamping like Green Lantern. Sampling, mansion, now I ain't rich as Richard Branson. I'm King Kong, he's Vince Vaughn, and I play like a champion in my Monday ball league. Nah, be all week, 7 days of black power naps every 48 half hours. That's 24 star Jack Bauer. Can't cower when the rain falls, and it falls whether you're Gandhi or you're Adolf. Fall weather, but there's always a way, y'all. Make the call, no rain delay, play ball.
Midweek, when the midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
He's a growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
This UBC Recreation Free Week, come out for a Krav Maga self-defense trial class. On May 16th or 18th, from 4:30 to 5:45 at the UBC Rec Center, come learn empowering self-defense for an array of real-life scenarios from two black belt instructors. Everyone is welcome to attend, women, men, students, staff, and the public. Visit recreation.ubc.ca for more information.
Music Race is back again on June 2nd to 5th, all across East Vancouver. Music Race and Arts Race are presenting independent arts and cultural makers. Featuring Skyoti, SC, Stream Team, Jay Anna, Gun Control, Ace Red Twins, Soul Loki, Supermoon, Stefana Fatida, Lay Spring, Morning Coop, Huey Oxley, Data Plan, and more. Check out Music Race on Facebook or head over to musicrace.ca for all the information.
All right, you're still with us. You made the right choice. Vancouver, right? Your weekly talk comedy show on CITR 101.9. Oh, let's let this beat ride for a couple more seconds. Do people say that? Beat ride? Let's hear it.
I don't know. You feel like you want to freestyle over it?
I definitely don't feel that. We actually, we were roasting my... a rap that I made 3 years ago on a recent show. Yeah, I made a Roger Ebert tribute rap.
Oh, beautiful.
It was horrible. It was one of the worst things ever. It was so bad.
Do you have any musical talents?
You know what? I think I do maybe have some musical talents that I should have fostered more. I've made some okay music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like music.
Like, can you sing?
I can say okay, not great.
No.
But I've produced some music and whatnot. But anyway, let's, that was nice to have Stefan calling in. I'm just looking here at CNN. Lot of controversy over the toilets, man. Where can people go to the bathroom? I was actually at, this isn't a transgendered situation, but, oh, I've got someone calling in, and we're going to have to hold that thought. You're on the air, 101.9. Hello.
Hey, it's Stuart.
Stuart, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I wanted to mention, I was listening to your episode of Vancouverite yesterday, where you were where you did the Roger Ebert tribute rap.
That's right. We were just talking about that. Thanks for. I was trying to get off that topic.
Horrendous.
You didn't find it moving at all, like the passion. I'm serious. You didn't like it?
I'm surprised that you rehashed it and brought it back up and, like, had someone listen to it.
Let's, stay on the line. I'm going to show, we're here with Brett Nicolay.
No, don't do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again.
No. I think Brett would really like to hear some of the Roger Ebert tribute rap.
Can I unplug
these headphones? Brett right now, he might have a certain amount of respect for you.
I don't think so.
But once you do that, actually, there's a lot of respect goes into playing that on the radio.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It is awful. Hey, have you heard, Brett, have you heard Alex's DMX impression?
No, but I would like to after this rap.
Really, really good.
Well, why don't we have DMX? What? Intro! Roger Ebert tribute rap! Seems like
yesterday that I was, you didn't even bark.
Disney Flicks and VHS has stuck with it. The last unicorn was really sick. Indiana Jones was the British. Later I found out you love that one to bits. Spielberg gets revenge on Nazi twits. Fast forward, you've moved
on. I like
on.
The backing track.
I'm putting my appreciation into this song for a real Chicago writer who knew right from wrong. You kept forgetting to speak, and even after that,
very monotone.
I mean, Roger, did
oh
you ever sleep?
Goodness.
I recommend your books to fans that want to go deep into the films that we keep close.
Pulitzer I'm getting a bit of like Dre vibes there, kind of like
yeah.
a yeah, the flow of Brother Lynch with the bass power of Dre and the confidence of yeah. It's really one of the worst things.
What made you do this?
Just a love for Roger Ebert and a delusion in my own talents as a rap artist.
Okay, so
passion, man, passion.
Yeah.
So when you did this,
it's really embarrassing.
Story.
It was a serious thing. You weren't doing it to joke around.
I wish I could say that this was a joke, and I was self-aware enough to, you know, Roger Ebert, when he lost the bottom part of his jaw and had that like robot, could probably have still rapped better than this.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, I wish he had only lived to hear it and give it an awful review. Two thumbs way down.
Hey, Stuart, so we yeah. were actually, I was just talking about the Match Eatery last night because I caught a male in the bath. I went to the bathroom and then I could see the door open of the woman's bathroom and there was a guy in there. And then I was like, hey, there's a guy in the woman's bathroom. And he got in trouble. He was like, I was just texting. So that was weird. And then we're going to talk about some transgendered woman main controversy. But I want to ask you about the gig last night, Match Starlight
okay.
Casino. How did it go? That was kind of an interesting room, strange lighting situation, very echoey, but it looked nice in there.
Yeah, well, they said usually the lighting is better, that the spotlight just burned out. It was a bit echoey, but it was still a fun room, you know.
Yeah.
I like that yeah, it was kind of like even if you were trying to heckle, you wouldn't really be heard because it's like a big echoey sort of room. You can really only hear the person with a mic on stage.
You could do your rap there, Alex.
Yeah, that's really where a rap like that belongs.
If you couldn't hear the heckles.
Well, yeah, you'd probably get heckled then. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I mean, it must have been
all the lights.
It must have been okay because I saw that Dino Archie posted something about it and he was happy with it, and that makes me happy because I like those guys and I hope their room is successful. And it's,
oh yeah, it was a great show.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you want
tonight I'm on a show, Vancouver Comedy Company at the Beaumont Studios, 9 p.m. and so if you're looking for something to do tonight, that's something you can do.
All right, Comedy Tonight at the Beaumont, and you can see Stuart and some other funny comedians. Thanks for the call.
Hey, no prob, but never play that Roger Ebert thing ever again.
Never play what?
Movies I truly believe. Passion for an art form was in my being. Watching.
Yeah, that's that really needs to be deleted.
I'm definitely
talking about myself. And yeah,
how many times have it been played?
We've got 97 views here. Ah, let's get it to 100. Come on. We got a thumbs up. Zero dislikes. The people have spoken.
Stuart will definitely be disliking that. Actually, the show he's doing, I am doing on the 27th of May as well.
All right, nice. So, Beaumont Comedy. The Obama administration, Friday, directing public schools to allow transgender students to use bathrooms matching their gender identity. The announcement comes amid heated debate over transgender rights in schools and public life, because there's nothing better that we could spend our time on, including a legal standoff between the administration and North Carolina over its controversial House Bill B. I love all these bills that just have the most innocuous names, like, oh, it's the Orange 7. Oh, what is that?
Yeah, who gets to name bills?
It means that Christians decide everything. Oh, but that doesn't mean... Yeah, they're buried under these. The guidance goes beyond the bathroom issue, touching upon privacy rights, education records, and sex-segregated athletics. I don't even want to know what that is. All but guaranteeing transgender students the right to identify in school as they choose. There is no room in our schools for discrimination of any kind. Well, that's nice. It seems that recently, you know, people make a lot of noise, all these, like, family rights and traditional family values. But in the end, I mean, they legalized gay marriage. They seem to be going in the right direction with these bathrooms.
Well, it's just a bathroom. It really shouldn't even be a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you hear people saying things like, oh, what if my daughter is in the bathroom and she sees a transgendered people using it, we might have to have a conversation about what, like, respect and non-discriminate, you know,
of,
like,
instead of like keeping your kid in a closet, why don't you teach them about actual life while they're young?
It really just is not that big of a deal.
That's one perk about being handicapped, is handicapped bathrooms are usually the best. Do you know about the handicapped bathroom at the Comedy Mix?
No.
It's to the left of the men's bathroom. Never a lineup. Real big in there. Nice painting on the wall.
It's a painting?
Yeah, I got a painting.
Oh, my God.
I got a painting and a sweet parking spot, but I'll never be able to cut my own dinner, so...
But you can play video games with one hand. Yes?
I can, yes.
I'm so amazed by that. Yeah. That's so cool. We're going to take another quick musical break here because I think I'm going to get a coffee. This is I really like this song. It's called Porches. It's not called Porches. That's the artist. You know, why would I have these things ready and prepped in my mind? I was making fun of Simon so much last night for flubbing. He made he tried to say 91.3. During his first internship, his first time on the radio, and he goes, all right, you're listening to 90 Flim Point. And I can't even announce who the song's by. But this is the artist Porches, very cool song called Underwater. Stay tuned, we'll be back very soon.
I really want belong to the night, just falling apart.
And you're back on 101.9 FM with myself, comedian Alex Byron, and another comedian, Brett Nikolic. We just made a frantic dive to go get coffee, and I think it was successful. So thanks for staying with us. Yeah, we were talking about transgendered bathrooms, cerebral palsy, comedy shows. Really a lot of, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
Let's play another song here. I'm liking the musical interludes. We've got a lot of time today because I think we got it till 12. So, what's that song you wanted me to play? We'll get into that and then we can have a couple sips of our caffeine here.
That one had cussing.
So okay, but let's not do that then.
I think we'll avoid that one.
Yeah, let's do something else. Oh, I'll think of something. Let's talk for a bit. So, what are you going to do for the rest of your day after we wrap this up?
Oh, well, I'm going to take my dog to the beach.
That's great. I really want a dog. Like, I always have wanted a dog, and
I've never had one.
Yeah, I want a Pomeranian. But I've actually found this app called Bark and Borrow.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like Tinder for dogs.
Oh.
That makes it sound like you're a dog and you're dating, which is adorable, but it's like the same layout as Tinder. Like, you swipe for dogs, and when you find a dog that you like, you chat with the owner.
Uh-huh, and you can, like, borrow the
and
dog.
Yeah, you can borrow, you can sit it, you can take it for a walk, and so I've been trying to court, you know, dog companions. It hasn't worked so far. I don't think it's really caught on. There's not enough people using it, but shout out to Bark and Borrow. Please get on that. If you have a Pomeranian, especially just in general, please just call the show. I will do anything to play with it. I can't afford one yet.
What is your attraction to Poms?
I just think they're really cute. Mm-hmm. I like their spirit.
Mm-hmm. I like that answer.
Yeah, they're always cheerful, you know?
Yeah.
They're happy. I like that.
Have you ever had a dog?
I have not.
Never.
I've not. So who knows? Maybe I'll hate having a dog, but I don't think so.
It's a lot of work. Like,
I bet.
It is in some ways. Like for instance, if I'm working 8 hours a day and then I have a show, I have to make sure that I'm on the show late enough that I can go home in time to like walk and play with them. And then if I'm gone for a bit at the show, I have to make sure that when I come back, I have time to like play with them and stuff.
Wow. But it's, yeah, I mean, so it's not like I'm tripping over myself trying to get a dog right away, because I do know that it's going to change my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna, and I don't have unlimited time right now money. So,
but the rewards are like having that like unconditional love from somebody.
That's really what I need.
It's quite nice. Yeah, I mean, it would really pick you up. I think it would change your life.
I mean, I'm missing like 27 years of unconditional love from my dad,
because mm-hmm.
he wasn't really there. So I need to make up for that already, which is, yeah, I mean,
well, a dog can fill that void. I mean,
a Pom would, I think, would cover that in like just a couple months. I really like
mm-hmm.
Pomeranians. They are swell.
Yeah.
Oh, look at my hand bleeding. I ran back here so fast, I somehow cut my hand.
Oh boy.
That's great. This is blood, sweat, and tears for this radio station. Man. Let's play some Prince. I mean,
seems fitting.
Yeah. I'll play my favorite Prince song. It's funny how, like, before he died, it was impossible to find any Prince on YouTube. And now, suddenly, it's just, like, everything's on YouTube. It shows, like, you might be able to stop people from stealing your music in your life. I probably shouldn't be saying this on the air. So I'm just going to go into our database here, where we've, of course, bought all of our music, because we never steal anything. But I don't know what are the legal issues with that. Like, if somebody puts something on YouTube, it's not you to blame anyway. I don't know. It's a radio station. I'm babbling. This is my my favorite Prince song, "Do Me, Baby."
And it's not working because they've taken the audio off. Okay. Well, you know what? I spoke too soon. Maybe the ghost of Prince was doing a better job of policing his music than I thought.
It's crazy how his whole family is now like...
Yeah, they're coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, and yeah, brothers and sisters just like fighting for the money. It's sad, actually, because it's like...
It really is.
Everyone's just trying to get like a cut of what he worked for.
Well, it's not even just his family. It's like all the extended... Like, oh, I'm the secret love child of Prince.
Yeah.
Are you? Yeah, I assure you, I am.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't appreciate it, and I'm sure he does not either.
So you mentioned the life of a comedian, you know, or even just like an up-and-comer like yourself who's not touring. It's hard to fit things in. You know, what other difficulties does that entail?
Well, I find it's hard, like, because I work full-time. I mean, I do travel a little bit on the weekends sometimes, but, like, I find it's hard just to, I don't know, have time for, like, even a general life, because after work, it's, like, either dog, show, or, like, writing, and it's hard to just fit in free time, but, I mean, comedy in itself is rewarding enough, I guess, like, that's what I like to do for fun.
Yeah.
So, I guess, I mean, it is like a fun hobby, but it takes a lot of time.
Cool, let's take a coffee break and do me baby, Prince. Welcome to Friday the 13th and a re-recorded, like, synthesizer
version.
Flute elevator version of Do Me Baby. All I want to do is just drink some coffee.
I heard you rap. Why don't you just sing over
yeah,
the music?
No, I don't think anyone wants to hear that. I'm just going to play something.
How about a little Alanis Morissette, you know?
How about no? But we do need a female artist. I'll play some My Bloody Valentine.
Canadian female artist Lights, if you want to get some more Canadian music in there.
She is coming to the Vogue on the 14th, but I think she's a little too big. We don't really like to play like big successful people too often, you know, because they get so much play anyway. But yeah, this is a little shoegaze here, so maybe finally we'll get some goddamn coffee.
Thank you.
All right. Coming back. Thank you for staying with us through this disastrous coffee run. And that's a good thing about this show is it's a little more of a hangout, so we can make mistakes until we're fired. But yeah, we're here, Vancouver, right? You're still with us. I had a hard journey here because on the bus I was leaning against the window. And you know that cord that you pull to say that a stop is being requested. Somebody yanked that really hard and it smacked me in the head.
Oh.
And I really had nobody to be angry at but myself. And I was very angry at myself. And then I got so tired that I leaned against it again and it happened again.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah, history does repeat itself.
I once had a man on the bus in his mid-50s punch me in the face for sitting in a handicap chair.
No way.
Yeah, way. And I was like, and then he tried to throw my phone out the window because he wanted my spot. And I'm like, you just punched a handicapped person in the face. Like, you can't be mad at me for sitting here. For people listening, I don't look like really, really handicapped or anything, but like...
Well...
No, yeah,
I'm just joking.
Yeah, not a little, but on the bus, like, I got a bad leg or a bummed leg, if you will, so, you know, I'll be a little wobbly and whatnot. So if
absolutely,
if that seat's open, I'm going to take it, and I have a right to that seat.
He punched you in the face?
He punched me in the face.
Was there, like, an escalating thing where it's like,
no,
why
I was listening to music, looking down at my phone, and, like, he, like, punched me when I wasn't looking.
But is that why, apparently? Because he said that you weren't handicapped?
Yeah, he's like, you can't sit there. I've also had people tell me like I can't park in handicapped spots. Like,
I mean, take it as a compliment.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess, but at the same time, it's like, well, you can't decide. My sister used to get really embarrassed when I would park in a handicapped spot. She's like, "Oh, you can walk fine. You don't need to park there." So what I would do is I'd park, and I go, "I'll race you to the door," and I'd get off and just like run as fast as I could to the place we were going. She hated it.
Well, you got brothers and sisters? I got one sister. She's in Korea right now, and it's really interesting hearing the stories of her life in Korea, like dogs, for instance. We're talking about dogs. Very different culture there with dogs.
Yes.
I mean, for starters, they eat them,
yes,
which is very different, but also they don't have an understanding of domestic dog behavior.
Okay.
Like here, if you're walking down the street and there's a dog coming towards you and somebody has the dog, it's like, okay, this is somebody's dog. This is okay. They have this on a leash.
Yeah.
There, she says that all the time she'll be walking down the street and, you know, she's walking towards somebody and the guy will just freak out. Oh, my God, there's this dog. And I should mention, she has an apricot poodle. It's not like she has a Rottweiler or something.
Yeah.
People are scared of dogs. They don't know how to act around them.
Oh.
She found, and this is like a very expensive lap dog, which she found as a puppy underneath a train in Korea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so be like if I just stumbled upon a Pomeranian.
So people don't commonly have dogs as pets there.
I mean, I'm sure they do, but not as often as here.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wish my sisters lived somewhere cool. They're both in Saskatchewan.
Well, I mean, I never get to see my sister, so that's can be it.
Older or younger?
She's 3 years younger.
Okay.
She's ginger.
Okay. So I like how you mentioned her hair color. She's a ginger. My mom's a ginger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got ginger in my beard.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, but not on my head.
I like to think that it's because one of my ancestors was a fearless Viking.
Wow.
That's probably not true. Wow. But yeah. So thank you for joining me here. This is our new time slot every Friday at 10 a.m. And it's going to keep getting better every week. We're going to be talking about local comedy, taking phone calls. You can always call in no matter what. No pressure. Just call in and chat. Playing some music. You know, just talking about whatever. This is a hangout with your friends on Vancouver, right? Vancouver, comma, right, question mark. All of our episodes archived in podcast form on iTunes. I will be at the comedy show Vancouver, right? Vancouverite. Okay, so a Vancouverite is someone that lives in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
This show is called Vancouver, right? I really wish we could change the name, but people like it. So that's, and then this show is called Vancouverite, as in
You live in Vancouver.
Somebody lives in Vancouver. It's about, you know, life in Vancouver, and it's every month at Hot Art Wet City. So I will be at Hot Art Wet City for the comedy show tomorrow. And then the next time you can catch Brett Nicolick, if you want to see his adorable face doing some stand-up, will be
May 25th at
Corduroy. Excellent. Well, feel free to hang out as long as you want, but you can take off and get back to your car whenever
you want.
That's right.
I drive, folks. I drive.
Yeah. You would have thought if one of us was driving, it would be me. No.
I drive with my left foot, though. I don't know if that's on the up and up. But
what is the – do you just use one foot for everything?
Yeah.
I guess that's pretty
– yeah, you can't use, like, 2 feet. Like, you can't have, like, 1 foot hovering the gas, 1 foot hovering the brake.
Because it's just too...
Well, you can just mess stuff up that way.
Right,
I guess it's even less safe than using my left foot. But I just cross my legs and I just go with it. Just go with it.
Nice, man. Well, this is a... I feel I have so much power. I'm just going to be me again. If you can call in, please do. Justin Nickel was supposed to call in, but he hasn't. So if you're listening, if you're out there, Justin, I'd love a call. And someone's motioning to me, so I have no idea what you're trying to say. I love the communication through... What was she saying?
Say the phone number.
Oh, say the phone number. Yeah, 604-822-2487. That really was... You know what? That was my bad. That was a very clear say the phone number. She gestured with the number sign.
Yes,
and,
yes. It's okay. And that it happens.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks for having my back. So it'll just be me for a while, and you can call in, or you can hear me rambling, and I'll talk. I'm a little bit sleepy because I have been taking Reactine recently.
You got the allergies?
No, it's not actually allergies. I don't know if this is an allergy, but I have like dry skin. My skin gets very itchy, and it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm itching all the time, and people always think I'm rude. It's like, no, dude, you don't understand. Imagine the worst itch you've ever. Finally, I was like, enough is enough. And I just went like gung-ho, full like, I'm taking care of this. So I've been taking coconut oil baths. I've been taking these colloidal oatmeal baths, which has been nice. And I've been taking a antihistamine every night.
Oh, wow. You're really going to town
there. Yeah. And it's been helping. The antihistamine is nice because that's basically what an itch is these little dirty bastards, these histamines, go into your skin and they build up, and then it sends an impulse to your brain to scratch it, and they release a wonderful, pleasurable, euphoric rush. Huh. And you go, oh, this is great. But then you've destroyed your hand, right?
Yeah.
So antihistamine means that they can't communicate with my brain, and it's great. But it's drowsy is basically what I'm trying to say. So I'm a little drowsy. I'm a tired boy. And this shoegaze I've been playing has been helping with that. Do you know shoegaze?
No.
Shoegaze is like a genre of music. It's called shoegaze because there's like so many guitar pedals.
Oh.
And it's kind of like a deep, introspective kind of indie rock. Mm-hmm. I'm probably doing a horrible job of explaining this. So they're looking down, you know? And it's like a lot of distortion and
a lot of loops. Is there a lot of loops?
Like looping? No, not
looping
as
a guitar.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know a lot about guitar. I should. I think guitars are really, really cool, and I'd like to. But there's been a number of times in my life where I think I'm gonna learn guitar. Like I'm gonna do this,
mm-hmm.
and then I, the feeling of guitar strings against my fingers is so not pleasurable and tedious that I just give up immediately. And then you go, no, man, you're gonna build up those calluses. You just got to keep going just a little bit more. And I'm like, I'll just give up now.
You know what you should do if the strings are too hard for you? Play ukulele.
Oh.
Soft strings. Most chords only take 2 fingers.
Yeah.
And it's
low. I don't want to play the ukulele, though.
Why not? What's wrong with a little uke?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You can even get electric ukuleles. Like, there's like a Les Paul model of a ukulele that you can get.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I have a ukulele. I went to Hawaii once and I was like, I want that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I can see. But can you play a ukulele with your
I can play it hands? Okay. I haven't played in like a little while, But I used to be able to play, like, well, when I was, like, practicing all the time, I could play, like, 10 songs, like, start to finish, not, like, right. just, like, here's the chorus of Smoke on the Water. I could play, like, a whole song.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, you're a better musician than I.
Oh, of course.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. What's it like in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan?
A good place to grow up, a good place to retire, not a good place to be in the middle.
I feel like they say that about places. That means it's just not a good place.
Well, it's like, just because it's like it's fine growing up. It's safe and stuff. I mean,
but I don't want to retire somewhere where it's like, trust me, this would be a good place. Nothing's going on here. No, I'm gonna retire in like Berlin.
Yeah,
I'll be the annoying old guy that's like, ugh. Sir, we're trying to have a cool, but that's the problem. Then I think it's not the cool place anymore.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, you can go there and like build a house for like $300,000, whereas someplace like here,
wow.
you can't, right?
You can't even, but yeah.
Last time I was home, I was home a couple months ago, and I realized there is a lot of close-minded people because they only see what they see in like their small town, and just like, I don't know, a lot of like, out of shape people. Like I was like, oh, there's a high like overweight population here,
yeah,
and things like that. So I mean, it's different. It's definitely like kind of, I don't know, more farmy type town than anywhere around here.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure having you and your red beard. Speaking of redheads, we're gonna play a little Nico Case. Hold on, I'm gonna say goodbye. It's been a pleasure. Feel free to come back anytime.
Thank you.
Well, not anytime. Mm-hmm. You know, space it out a little bit.
Yes.
We only
definitely.
Have three mics. But yeah, see you soon. And stay tuned. You're here with me, Alex Byron, on Vancouverite.
Goodbye.
Tender place, my heart is for strangers. I know it's unkind, but my own blood is much too. Hanging round the ceiling half the time. Hanging round the ceiling half the time.
Nico Case, hold on. Every time I hear that song, it just makes me want to go and give her a hug. But then I realize that's probably not what she wants, because the song is all about her needing to be alone and, you know, outcast. A wallflower, a mysterious... Although, I've heard her on podcasts, she is pretty amiable, and I'm sure she has no problem making friends at all.
It's just me, Alex Byron. It's wow, the walls are closing in on me quickly here. No, it's going to be great. I'm going to hang out probably till 12. And we had what a morning we had with Brett Niklick, talking comedy, talking dogs, cerebral palsy, transgendered bathrooms. And we only swore once, and I don't think we said anything horribly offensive either. That's a pretty good day. I have a job interview later today. I know what you're thinking. Wow, you still need to work, Alex? I mean, don't you make all your money from comedy now? Believe it or not, I still have to do an occasional day job, you know. But but probably for not much longer. But it could be worse. I could be in ISIS. ISIS declaring a state of emergency right now. That's not good when ISIS declares a state of emergency in their self-declared capital, because I feel like when things are going well in ISIS's state self-declared capital, things are already okay. I flubbed it, but you understood the joke. U.S. military officials are closely watching social media and news reports. That's the new spying in 2016. Hey, follow their Twitter and see what they're saying. Oh, do you want me to like go behind enemy lines? No, it's fine. Just that'll be okay. ISIS believes it may soon come under siege in Syria. It's Raqqa, Syria, its self-declared capital. Hope I'm saying this right. We have seen this declaration of emergency, whatever that means. That's always good when the spokesman for the U.S.-led anti-ISIS coalition says whatever that means. Yeah, we're not really sure. It could be good, could be bad. ISIS, what are you going to do? Told reporters Friday. We know this enemy feels threatened, as they should. Whoa, talking the talk. Media reports have indicated that ISIS is moving personnel around the city and trying to put up covers in certain areas to shield potential targets from airstrikes and ground attacks. Maybe there's an alien invasion coming. Have they considered that? I mean, not only would that make for an awesome plot of a movie, having it ISIS versus aliens, that could be what's about to happen. Well, they see the Syrian Democratic Forces along with the Syrian Arab Coalition. Okay, I think we get the idea. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, best case scenario, maybe an equally evil force. I know like, this is maybe slightly black and white thinking, but what if they all eliminate each other and then there's no bad guys left? Does that ever happen? Probably not. But you know what? We're totally safe here in Canada, in Vancouver. I was actually, every time I see one of those mudslides, I'm like, wow, those idiots living near an unstable cliff. I mean, all their houses just sunk into the quicksand. Shouldn't they have known? There was plenty of warning that there was going to be a mudslide. They should have moved. And then I hear about those earthquake warnings for the Pacific Northwest, and I'm like, it's not going to happen here. I'm fine. No, I'm not fine. I need to get worried. I need to be more concerned. I don't have an earthquake kit. I know you're supposed to have that, but what do you even do with a kit? Do I mean just carry around a backpack? Okay, that's really not a big. I should do that. I should have an earthquake kit. And if I had like a really big earthquake kit, because nobody else has them, when the earthquake hits, I'll have a kit, and then I'll be able to lead the group. I'll become an alpha for the first time in my life. This also from the CNN. Capable of hitting targets 3,400 miles away, China's Guam killer missile is raising new fears of a growing Chinese threat. Okay, look, I'm not trying to be like, fear, everyone out there is bad. I'm just reading the headlines, okay? Threat to major U.S. military installations and stability in the Pacific Rim. A congressional panel has issued a report warning of the dangers of the missile. You know what? I don't think we really need that report. It's pretty obvious that a missile's bad. During a week in which U.S.-China tensions flared anew, with a U.S. Navy destroyer sailing close to a Chinese-claimed island in the South China Sea. Whenever I see these stories, I go, oh yeah, that's still happening. Because I live in a world where my biggest concern is like, do I have enough coconut oil for my next bath? What color Pomeranian am I going to get? Am I going to get that blue-black one? Is it really blue? I don't know. It looks more of like a dark purple. I'm looking at this video here. No, there's still really big armies with big missiles. That thing is bigger than my house. I'm pretty sure that
missile could destroy the world. This is great. That missile has camouflage paint. It's bigger than my house, and it has camo painted on the side of it. Well, we wouldn't want them to see this missile as it's flying through the air about to destroy a country. So, and shouldn't the camo on the side of the missile be clouds? I mean, why would you paint a forest camouflage on the side of your missile? Hey, is that a missile? No, it's just a tree flying through the sky towards us. It's terrifying. We're going to listen to some more lovely PSAs here and some advertisements. We're going into overtime. I'm loving this. I'm got a coffee high. I'm warmed up. I'm ready to go. You've got another half an hour with me. So stay tuned, and we will be back so very soon. Thank you.
As Vancouver's longest-running volunteer-driven celebration of music and art, Music Waste showcases the talents of Vancouver's independent art and culture makers. This year's festival will take place from June 2nd to 5th in a variety of venues across East Vancouver. Music Waste needs volunteers to run door shifts and bar shifts, and Art Waste needs volunteers to help set up and take down art shows. Volunteers who do two or more shifts receive a Music Waste pass. To sign up, visit the Music Waste Facebook page by May 20th.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Auction here, and this has really raised concerns.
You're back on 101.9 FM. I think I'm going to play some more music here because I'm getting a little dehydrated, and there's really no need to tell you that. I don't know why I would say that, but I need water. So very soon you will hear a lovely song, and then I'll be back. And it's going to be lovely.
China for its activity and its military activity in the South China Sea. The Philippines taking China to court the Hague. But what about the other?
I wanna hold the hand inside you. I wanna take a breath that's true. I look to you and I see nothing. I look to you to see the truth. You live your life, you grow in shadow. You'll come apart. And you'll go blind. Some kind of night into your darkness. Close your eyes with what's not there. Strange, you never. put your hands into your hands. And then the smiles cover your heart. Baby, I'm you. Strange.
Back with me, Alex Byron on Vancouverite. The lovely Madeline Taylor is entering. Will she grace me with the conversation today? Probably not. Okay, that's fine. Now you get used to rejection. It's okay. That was from So Tonight That I Might See. Great album. Fade Into You by Maisie Starr. Is that how you say the artist? Is it Mazzie or Maisie? I don't know. Well, that's a beautiful song. And, I was reading some of the YouTube comments. Turns out a lot of people really liked Heroin around the time that that song came out. I don't feel like that's, like, you guys wouldn't believe how much Heroin I did. Well, you know, keep it to yourself. It's okay. But, drugs and music apparently go together really well. I wouldn't know. I don't do drugs. I'm a professional. Like, I get up early. I write 100 jokes. 100 jokes a day. That's me. I'm like that guy in Kung Fu, 100 punches a day, 100 jokes. We're just chilling here with some of Apollo Brown Clouds instrumentals, and I'm going to wrap up real soon here. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's a beautiful day in Vancouver. I'll be here every single Friday at 10 a.m. with great comedian guests. We'll be talking local comedy. We'll be doing interviews. You can always call in 604-UBC-CITR. This is 101.9 FM broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. And I have been Alex Byron. Thank you for listening.